So, dear brothers and sisters, this is a very special liturgy, as I said earlier, particularly for us priests. Today is a very special day. We had the Chrism Mass with the bishop earlier in the day, in which the oils used for the celebration of the sacraments throughout the year are consecrated. And we see the oil of catechumens and the oil of the sick consecrated in a particular way. But then the chrism oil is given a very special blessing. The perfume is added to it, so that's what the word chrism comes from. The chrism oil, the chrism perfume is added to it, added to olive oil basically, making it a very fragrant oil. That's what's used in our baptism. It's also what's used in our confirmation, and it's what's used in priestly ordination as well. It's also what's used in the ordination of a bishop. So that's given, a special blessing, and then at the end of that particular blessing, then the bishop breathes onto it, he blows onto the oil, this idea of the Holy Spirit coming upon this oil, because each one of us has been anointed. Each one of us has been chosen and given a particular blessing from God. So what happens in our liturgies is something very, very beautiful and very, very special. Today, as I was thinking about the priests, looking around at my priest brothers in the cathedral, I was reminded of something I've read recently about the need for us to discover the transforming power of the sacraments, the transforming power, the healing power of the sacraments. Something which I think, again, familiarity breeds contempt. We get used to the sacraments. We get used to Holy Mass. We get used to the Eucharist. We get used to confession. It can happen to us priests too, where familiarity breeds contempt. We get used to doing these things, and so they lose that kind of fascination. They lose that kind of awe. There's a friend of mine. She had a couple of years here a few years back, and one fruit of the Holy Spirit, or gift of the Holy Spirit, which she has in spades, is wonder and awe in God's presence. She is so enawed by every, you know, prayer event or every liturgy. It's fascinating to watch. She said, "Father Patrick, I went to Mass there yesterday. It was amazing." And I love that kind of, I don't know, that kind of childlike innocence. She's still in awe of the Mass. She goes to Mass every day of her life now, but still, like, is in awe. They went on a pilgrimage there recently, and they saw some, you know, sights of saints, and that she came back enamored and absolutely in awe of these beautiful churches and these amazing saints. So it's such a wonderful gift to have, to still have that kind of childlike excitement of what the Lord is going to do in us, or what the Lord is doing in us. And something which I think is just, it's so dangerous for us priests. It's just to get used to these things. I wonder, do jewelers get bored of yet another diamond? Maybe they do. I don't know. I've never been one, and I'm not really surrounded by diamonds either. So, but well, you're great as people. You're wonderful. But like, do jewelers? I mean, you know, when they get a big honker of a diamond, do they go, "Oh, well, it's just another 24 carat"? Are diamonds measured in carats? They are, I think. Another 24 carat, if that's good. Diamond. Do you just get used to it? Maybe you do. Maybe they do. Bless us. That should never happen to us, though. It should never. Should never happen to us, priests. Should never happen to us, priests. There is, I firmly believe, there is a renewal of the priesthood coming. There will be, I think, a rediscovery in us priests, due to a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, might I add, of the gift it is, the privilege it is to be a priest. And just to clarify what I'm saying, I'm not implying at all that we go back to any sort of a stage when priests were dominant or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. We'll see very shortly what the Lord teaches, or how the Lord teaches his apostles to live their priesthood. You live it by kneeling. You live it by serving. You live it by washing the other. None of this is commanding. None of this has a position of authority. In fact, even before I do it, I'll take off the priestly vestments and put on an apron. So we live our priesthood by living fatherhood. By living fatherhood. That's what fathers do. They're the one, they'll unblock the toilet. If it's a problem with it, They'll sort out the leaking sink. They'll plant the vegetables, and they'll check if the lambs are lambing in the middle of the night. They'll get up and do what has to be done. They'll do it because they love their family. So priests are called to be fathers. And I think part of what we're going to see in the rediscovery of what priesthood means, because I think there are an awful lot of misconceptions out there as to what priesthood is and what priesthood isn't, and what it implies and what it requires. I think there are grave misconceptions. But there are, I think, three areas that the Lord will renew. I think, firstly, he will grant great healing. He'll grant healing to priests and to those considering priesthood, because there is a need for healing. The priesthood has taken a battering in recent decades, and it's not always easy for priests to know what they're supposed to be doing, because you can follow the populist line and say what people want to say. Like, if there are certain aspects of priesthood, if you do badly, if you do your job — it's one of the very rare professions — that if you do your job badly, you'll probably be more popular. If as a priest you celebrate Mass quickly and superficially and just get it over with, you'll probably be more popular. But it's chronic for the faith of those who attend those parishes, because then they get used to a superficial liturgy, which is all about, I don't know, ye. It's all about just us. It's all about people. It's all about thanking everyone and everyone doing their thing and everyone. It's all about us. Liturgy isn't about us. Liturgy about us facing God. It's all about him. That's what it's supposed to be about. So that's, as priests, that's what we're supposed to do. Direct everything towards the Lord. But someone has to do the directing. And that's not being arrogant. It's the call of priesthood. Be the shepherd. Be the father. Be the servant. But lead with humility. But lead. It's a divine calling. I'm not making this up. This is something that's entrusted to priesthood. So I think there's grave need for healing, so that we understand again that the treasures that we hold every day, and the graces that we can transmit in all humility. It's all from God. Like, it's he earns it all. We're the postmen. Or as Father Mike Schmidt says, we're the bin men. We're God's bin men. You know, we go out and take out your trash, take out your rubbish. You know. Take out those sins and get rid of them. But you know, we're not disposing of them. We're just picking up the bags and emptying the bins. But all the hard work's been done by someone else. He'll grant great healing. I think the second thing that the Lord will grant in the renewal of the priesthood is he'll grant priests a strong sense of their identity. Identity. That we as priests, we have to know who we are. And the most foundational aspect of that is that we know that we're his. We know that we're sons of God. As are you, as are lay people. But we, like, as priests, that has to be deeply rooted in us. Come what may, and success, failure, win, lose, or draw, whatever happens, we have to know that we're sons of God. We're loved. We're beloved sons of God. He has chosen us. He has prepared us. He gives us the grace that we need. But he wants us to respond with that confidence, the confidence of sons. I know who I am. I know who I am. And I don't have to be swayed every direction by the next popular thought or idea. I know who I am. I know who you, and I know that because I know who he is. My identity is rooted in knowing who the Lord is. So if I'm a beloved son of the Father and I have to be another Christ, well then, the more I know him, the more I'll know how I'm supposed to live. My identity becomes clear, but it's not based on popular opinion. My identity is rooted in God. Beloved son of the Father, imitating Christ, animated by the Holy Spirit. Our identity is rooted in Christ, rooted in God, the Father, rooted in the Holy Spirit. So the Lord will grant healing to priests. He will grant us a deeper sense of our identity. And then based on that, now we can go out on mission. H-I-M. What does that spell? Joseph, how was your spelling? H-I-M. Him. Yes, so it spells him. So the healing that the Lord will grant all comes through him. Him. Jesus. healing of our hearts, that the rooting of our identity in God. And now we're ready for mission. Now we're ready to give, because now we know what we're giving. Otherwise, we're just kind of responding to the next sacrament that people are, you know, baptism, or people want to get married, or people want to, you know, people are dying, there are funerals, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. But hold on, what on earth are we supposed to be doing as priests? It's not just about giving out sacraments. What are we supposed to be doing? Well, I need healing myself. I need to be rooted in Christ. And then I need to be on mission for him. I need to be winning souls back for him. Not, and there is a distinction between winning souls and just giving out sacraments. We see there is a situation, there is a problem in Ireland at the moment with so many people getting First Holy Communion confirmations, and you don't see them in church. There's no change in mass attendance in a parish after First Holy Communion or after confirmation. Those who receive those sacraments do not attend. So they're getting sacraments, but it's not encouraging or deepening their faith. It's not encouraging or deepening their knowledge of the Lord. So something is missing. Like, we need to be on mission, not just giving sacraments. Important and all is there, don't get me wrong, but faith must precede the sacrament. Faith precedes the sacrament. You don't get married and then try and discover afterwards what marriage is. We learn what marriage is, we live, you know, we should know what the Catholic understanding of marriage is. Now you get married. You don't get ordained and then discover afterwards what priesthood is. You know, we study what priesthood is. I have faith in the sacrament, the power of the sacrament. Now I get ordained. Confirmation, we get prepared for the sacrament so we know what it is. Then we get the sacrament. Faith precedes the sacrament. But in our situation, we're getting sacraments with no faith, or very little faith, or just the beginnings of a faith. I don't want to criticize people, but like, there isn't the deep desire. When we're receiving sacraments, Lord, I want your grace. I want your blessing. So we as priests need to know what we're doing as fathers in our family. So, you know, to that end, we need to be healed, but we need to know our identity. And then we need to go out on mission and spread all of this beauty and this absolutely magnetic truth of who God is, how God is, and how much he has loved us, and how much he continues to love us. Like, this is magnetic. Our faith is enough. It is good enough. Our good news, the gospel, is actually really good news. This is stunningly good stuff. This is absolutely incredible, because it means that there is hope, there is healing, there is purpose to our lives and also to our suffering. It means that in any difficulty or situation, we have a God that we can count on. We have a God who we know absolutely and thoroughly knows us and loves us. Because we've experienced, we then as priests have experienced his healing. We've experienced our identity in him. And now we've got something to share, which isn't just something we read in a book somewhere. But I'm sharing a relationship that I have about a God that I know. It's sharing the grace that I've received. This is good news. This is good news. There's hope, my friends. There really is such great hope for the future. And as the priesthood is renewed and the church is renewed, we'll come back to basics. We'll come back to just this awe of what God has done and is doing for us. And that church absolutely can respond to the needs of our contemporary world. So many people sad and depressed. So many people alone and isolated. So many people lacking community. So many people suffering and not knowing if there's any meaning or purpose to it at all. And our church answers all of this, but people don't know. So there's great hope. The Lord will renew his church, and he will renew it through the renewal of his priesthood. And to that end, I ask you, please pray for your priests. Pray for your priests. Pray for them. Pray for them that they become holy men of God. They become holy fathers. Pray that they may be healed. Pray that they may know their identity. Pray that they may be men on mission. pray that they find everything in him.